AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Israel says it attacked a major petrochemical plant in Iran's South Pars natural gas field and killed a top Revolutionary Guard commander. It comes as a proposal is being discussed about a ceasefire. Also, a leading Tehran university has come under attack.
Mohammad Vessal, a professor of economics at Sharif University, spoke to a team from the Associated Press that had traveled to Iran from abroad to report there. Vessal says the attack disrupted online learning for the university. All students, though, have left campus because of the war.
This morning, we had some rockets hitting the information center and the data center of the university. So all web services of the university are down now because of this violent attack on our infrastructure. This is a purely academic institution, and we are doing just research, teaching.
Sharif University of Technology is considered Iran's top engineering school. Multiple countries over the years have sanctioned the university for its work with the military, particularly on Iran's ballistic missile program, which is controlled by the country's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump is threatening to target power plants and bridges if Iran doesn't reopen the Strait of Hormuz to all shipping traffic. The president is expected to speak later today. A familiar face and voice returned to NBC's Today Show this morning, Savannah Guthrie.
Good morning. Welcome to Today on this Monday morning. We are so glad you started your week with us, and it is good to be home.
Yes, it is good to have you back at home.
Well, here we go, ready or not. Yeah. Let's do the news.
Guthrie's 84-year-old mother, Nancy, disappeared more than 2 months ago in Arizona. Authorities continue to believe she was abducted in the middle of the night. Artemis II astronauts are racing to set a new distance record from Earth. They're going to the far side of the moon, never seen before by eye. This is AP News. A man in Massachusetts is making it possible for those who can't see to build hundreds of Lego sets.
Matthew Schifrin loved building Lego sets as a kid, but since he's blind, he relied on others for help. That changed at 13 when a friend gave him Braille instructions for a Lego set.
It was truly incredible.
That experience inspired him to create Bricks for Blinds in 2023.
We have a team of about 40 people. 30 of them are sighted writers who write the instructions. And then 10 of them are blind testers.
Min Ha is one blind Lego builder.
It's also a great learning tool for young kids to be able to express their creativity, also to learn about spatial reasoning, how things are built, you know, things that sighted kids get access to and now blind kids also have.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.